Can you tell a little bit about your first show you did at a, I think it was at the Bitter End or Say Wah?
Oh, yeah, Café Wah.
Café Wah.
Yep. Other great musicians have also played their first shows there, including Bob Dylan, Jimi Hendrix, and a bunch of others. My show was a very poor show. I did very poorly. But it was very memorable.
I've been there.
They had an ad in the back of the Village Voice looking for a keyboard player. And I didn't realize that you had to know this huge book of standard songs and things like that. I figured they would teach me the songs first. But I went in, and there was actually a show going on with a whole band, all professional, very high-level session musicians that have, you know, played with all kinds of people. The drummer was like Mick Jagger's drummer, not Charlie Watts, but solo music. And there was the owner of the venue, I think, at that time. He looked a lot like Bill Gates. He was very clean-cut, glasses, and he had a guitar, and he sang and played very, very well, considering how he looked. And at some point, I was sitting in the crowd waiting to have a meeting, I guess after the show or something. And he said, "I understand there's a young man in the audience that's come to audition in front of all you folks tonight about this many people." And that was when I decided, should I just walk out or pretend that I'm not here? And I went up instead and unfortunately tried to play Rocket Man, which I didn't know.
Did you choose
all
that?
Songs, yeah. He said, "Okay, you want to pick a song?" I think it was on, you know, the radio on the way over or something like that. So when it went very, very badly, and he started to make fun of me, I think to try to compensate for how poorly I was doing, but the crowd sort of was on my side. I said he looked like Bill Gates. They thought that was funny, and then it got to that line where, and I think it's good. He had to feed me the lyrics. I was so nervous. Really, 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 really terrified, but it was one of those moments I felt like I should do it anyway, and that my parents would have been proud of me for doing it because it was so scary. And then it got to that part where I said, "And I think it's going to be a long, long time till you ever play at this club again. Thanks, get off the stage." And he was very mean.
Oh. Okay, but obviously things drastically improved.
I mean, it couldn't have gotten any worse than that. So I got that out of the way very, very early on.
Have you played there since?
No, I've avoided it at all costs.
Really?
I really have. It was so upsetting. But it was motivating in a way just to be able to someday show that guy that I could play Rocket Man. And I'm still hoping to do that someday. Still working on it. It's a very complicated song. Unusual chord changes.
Yeah, true. Very true.